Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 208, The Right Paths. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Psalm 23, verse 3. Let those words settle for just a moment. Don't read them like information. Hear them the way you birds. Hear your name called across a quiet room. Because that is what is happening here. Psalm 23 does not begin with what you do. It begins with who He is. The Lord is my shepherd, and everything that follows, all the care, all the direction, all the safety, rests entirely on that identity. Before He guides, He already knows each sheep by name. Before you opened your eyes this morning, He already knew where you needed to go. And then comes the word, paths, not highways, not shortcuts. A path is a carefully trodden way, one step at a time, one foot placed with intention. The shepherd does not rush you toward the fastest exit. He leads you along routes that shape your character, because He is not just trying to fix your problem today. He is forming who you are. And these paths go somewhere. They are paths of righteousness. And righteousness here is not merely good behavior. It is Christ-likeness. Every honest choice you make today, every kind word where a sharp one would have been easier, every refusal to take the easy way out, that is a step. A step towards something real and lasting. A step you don't have to take back. Now hear this, because this changes everything. The reason God guides you is not your merit. It is for His name's sake. He is faithful because He is faithful. Not because you earned it. Not because you've gotten more right than wrong. That lifts a weight off your shoulders you were never meant to carry. You don't have to deserve the walk. He is the shepherd, and He leads because that is who He is. And on the days when the path seems to disappear, and those days come, when the decision isn't clear, when the next step is fog, when you look out ahead and cannot see the way, the verse does not change. He leads, trusting the shepherd's faithfulness in those moments is not passivity, it is the very act of walking. It is faith with its feet on the ground. So today, before breakfast, before the phone, before the inbox, before you take another step, name one decision that is waiting on you. It might be big, it might be small, but it's real, and you know what it is. And pray out loud, not just in your head, with your actual voice. Lord, lead me in this path, for your name's sake. Say its name, hand it to the shepherd before you move, not out of duty, but because He is the shepherd, and you are the sheep He knows. And He is already standing, already leading, already faithful. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.